says there's nothing to talk about in the world of sports betting in late May? Welcome back to another edition of WagerWise. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn. Happy to be joined by Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Jake, NBA playoffs going on, Stanley Cup playoffs going on, busy night tonight. You guys are still drawing a lot of people and a lot of interest right now.
Yeah, and just like you said, there is a lot going on in the sports world. A lot of games, especially with two playoffs contending around the same time. So if you're looking for a place to catch them all, what better place than draft day with all the TVs? If you haven't been down there, it's got a great traditional sports book feel to it with the chairs, but also some great beers, local beers on tap. Yeah, highly recommend coming down. The energy is great there, too, and if some of you haven't sports bet before, the employees here and fellow coworkers are great at kind of explaining the ropes to you for the first time.
Jake, you mentioned the fact that you guys are kind of UFC central. You've booked a lot of UFC fights for the future, but that card for UFC 263 on June 12th has the fight world very intrigued, and tell folks how they can come down and enjoy it.
Yeah, so we've kind of taken a stance, coming out of the pandemic here, things get back to normal. We want to be the place that you watch the main UFC fights. So we've happy to announce that we committed to the next 6 months of fights after June as well. So we'll be showing every month's main UFC event all the way through December. Free of charge, it's first come, first serve seating, no cover. Like I said, it's a great atmosphere to come down and catch the fights. So, yeah, June 12th is the next one. Come check it out, give it a try. But we'll be here every month to entertain.
Jake, for people who have not downloaded the app yet and who have not signed up, what can they get by doing so right now? What special offers are available only to new signups?
Yeah, we're constantly running special offers even on top of this. Just depending on the month and the events that are going on. But if you're a first-time sign-up, just go to the App Store or website, download the app. If you sign up, your first bet will be risk-free up to $500. So say you bet on the NBA playoffs this weekend, you want to throw $500 on the Nuggets. They end up losing somehow. We'll give you a $500 free bet back that you can use on your next wager. To try to make that back up and keep the winnings of that bet. So kind of giving you a second chance. So if you haven't already, check that out, download the app, and follow us on social media. And we're happy to give you a hand if you need anything going from there.
Jake, do you guys continue to get good feedback on the app? I know as somebody who's been able to use it a time or two, it's definitely a huge advantage for you guys.
Yeah, we just came out with the app recently. We're already working on version 2 to increase the customer experience on the user interface. But it's really smooth. It's got a great color scheme, in my opinion. And we've heard good things. And we're also looking to go above and beyond with the next version as well. So check it out. And being a local sports book, we'd love to hear your feedback. So email us. Let us know on social media, and we're happy to take your thoughts into consideration.
Great stuff as always, Jake. We'll be touching base with Jay Rude from BetWorks next week, so we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, okay?
Sounds great, guys.
That is Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Iowa. Stop on in, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Don't even have to visit if you want to get signed up. Just go to elitesportsbook.com and click the Join Now tab in the upper right-hand corner. They will walk you through verifying your identity, everything you need to know. New sign-up procedure, also new deposit methods as well. You can get everything you need to know at elitesportsbook.com. It is a busy night. I want to start in the NHL tonight, Alex, because the first-round series, there are three that could be closed out tonight. Let's go ahead and start with the one that is getting underway right now as we speak. And that's the Islanders and the Penguins. The Islanders coming back to take a 3-2 lead tonight. You like the chances of this one getting closed out tonight? Again, it's in progress right now, but you can live bet it at Elite. Do you like this to get to 7, or do the Islanders take care of business?
The first option you just brought up. I like it to get to 7. Look, the Islanders are a team that you expect to give you problems if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, and boy, have they. They play a very slow, methodical, defensive brand of hockey, and it has given the Penguins issues. But I like Pittsburgh to force this to a Game 7. There are a couple series that I think are going to get to a Game 7, including the Carolina-Nashville series that is also at 3-2. But here's one of them. Pittsburgh, New York. I like the Penguins tonight to force a Game 7.
We've also got Florida and Tampa Bay. That series could be closed out tonight, Lightning up 3-2 there. But Tampa Bay seems to have found a little spark in rookie goalie Spencer Knight. Sounds like Joel Quenneville will go back to him tonight. I'll ask you the same question. Does Tampa Bay end this, or do we get a Game 7 here?
I think that Tampa Bay ends it. This is a Tampa Bay team that is clearly the better team in this series. They have the knowledge of winning a cup a year ago. They know how to close a series out. Florida is on the come up. I like the way they fought back in this series, but this is one of those situations where I like the team who's been there to kind of show their killer instinct and finish this before it heads to a Game 7.
Lightning are $1.40 favorite on the money line tonight. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, you've got the Vegas Golden Knights in St. Paul taking on the Wild. Vegas leads that series 3-2. My concern coming in was that this was going to go the distance. Does it, Alex? Does Minnesota have enough in the tank tonight to knot this game at 3-3?
I don't think so. Look, the other night, Minnesota was able to hold on and win that game. But Vegas was clearly the better team for large stretches of that game. They were swarming Minnesota. They had them pinned back in their own zone. They had tilted the ice at times. And look, the Wild forced a Game 6, and they got the job done. But I look for Vegas tonight to end this series in St. Paul, and once again flex their muscles, show they're the better team, set up a matchup against Colorado.
Total in that match, 5.5 goals. You can get it at even money if you want to take the over right now. Minnesota, the slight underdog at home tonight, paying back $1.15 on the money line. -225 if you want to take them on the puck line, +1.5. Busy night in the NBA as well, Alex, as the first round of the playoffs continue here as well. Washington is at Philadelphia tonight. 76ers are an 8-point favorite at home. Total there is the highest on the board, 229.5 points. Atlanta looking to take a 2-0 lead on the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Knicks are a 1.5-point favorite at home, 212.5 points the total there. And the late game tonight, Memphis at Utah. After Memphis surprised the Jazz without Donovan Mitchell in Game 1, Utah looking to knot things up there. They're a $5 favorite on the money line, favored by 9, and the total there, 219. Who do you like tonight?
I'm looking at that Atlanta-New York game, Todd, and the 1.5-point spread seems about right. This series is going to be neck and neck the entire way. And can Atlanta take control of this series, kind of rip the heart out of the New York Knicks? The problem with this series is I do think that Atlanta has the better skill, the better talent, but New York plays better defense. So I'm looking at the Knicks, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I have faith in them to not this series at 1 game apiece.
They had no answer for Trae Young in Game 1. 32 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. Atlanta wins 107-105. Another tight one expected tonight. And it would be a huge blow if Atlanta were able to win those 2 games on the road in New York. Let's go ahead and take our attention to Major League Baseball tonight, with the White Sox and Cardinals played earlier today. Twins and Orioles also played earlier today. But the Cubs and the Pirates coming up tonight. The Cubs are $1.30 favorite on the road at PNC Park over the Pirates. Total is set at 8.5. It's juiced toward the under, -115, if you want to take under 8.5 runs there. Alex, what do we see from the Cubs tonight in Trevor Williams?
I kind of like the Cubs, Todd. I'm asking you.
Pittsburgh has Will Crow pitching tonight, who's a rookie right-hander. Trevor Williams, former Pirate, familiar with the park. These two teams are very familiar with each other at this point in the season. If I had a coin right now, I would flip it. The game that I'm really intrigued tonight is going on in the Bronx. It will take place at Yankee Stadium. Alex Manoa making his Major League debut, one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, going for Toronto against Domingo Germán and the Yankees. Toronto is plus 125 on the money line. Alex Manoa, Alex, is a guy that went undrafted out of high school, and while he was in college at West Virginia, watched pitching ninja videos on YouTube, taught himself a slider that now has him making his Major League debut in New York tonight and on the cusp of what many people feel could be a star turn for the Blue Jays, the latest young up-and-coming. See, they got Bo Bichette, they got Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and now they have an outstanding young pitching prospect joining them as well.
Yeah, this is an exciting night for Toronto. I have a buddy who's a Toronto Blue Jays fan, and he has been just so excited to finally see Alex Manoa getting to the major leagues. The stuff is absolutely electric, and we're going to get to see it firsthand. As you said, they've had a lot of hitting prospects making their way to the major leagues, and now one of their big pitching prospects gets his first crack.
Not a ton of great pitching matchups across the rest of the league tonight. Another intriguing game, Tampa Bay looking to get back in the win column. Kansas City snapped their 11-game win streak the other night. They've got Tyler Glass now going, their ace, at home at Tropicana Field. They're a $2.10 favorite. Total in that one is on the low side at 7 runs. Boston and Atlanta continuing their series at Fenway Park. And a really intriguing matchup between San Diego and Milwaukee continuing in the state of Wisconsin. Chris Paddock going for San Diego tonight. Eric Lauer on the mound for the Brewers. Kind of a coin flip game here. There's a little bit of value with Milwaukee at home. They are plus 110 on the money line. But you can also look and say, San Diego with that lineup and as well as Paddock has been pitching this year, only minus 130 on the money line, maybe worth taking a stab at there. Trevor Bauer pitching for the Dodgers tonight. That series continues in Houston. Of course, the World Series of a couple years ago, still playing a storyline angle there. Trevor Bauer, who was not a part of that World Series, certainly getting no love from any fans when he's on the road. Dodgers, a $1.40 favorite tonight. Houston, plus 120 at home. Under 8, even on the run line. And that'll do it for another edition of WagerWise. Again, the website, elitesportsbook.com. Join now in the upper right-hand corner. They'll walk you through everything that you need to know. Their customer service is outstanding. You can also visit them in Riverside at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And as we mentioned, we will have Jay Rood giving us some insight straight from Las Vegas next Wednesday when he joins us on WagerWise. Jay, the senior risk manager at BetWorks. They work closely with Elite, helping them to set lines and set offerings. We'll get his thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, and MLB season to date when he joins us next week.